Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cokie Roberts does join us now. Hey, Cokie, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
So nice to be with you. I'm talking to you from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, so you might hear some noise in the background, but, you know, that's fine.
That's one of the great airports in this country, by the way.
It used to have better dress shops than it does now. I used to shop here all the time.
Well, okay, I haven't checked out.
It had a dress shop called, you'll love this, it had a dress shop called Radio Road.
How about that?
It just seemed completely appropriate for me.
ABC tells me you'll be on the panel that'll get a chance to ask Mr. Scaramucci some questions on Sunday. Is that right?
Well, Mr. Scaramucci, there's only one question for as far as I'm concerned, which is basically, what were you thinking? I mean, seriously, there he is as the White House communications director, and he has this profanity-laced conversation with a reporter on the record. I mean, what is the thought process that allows that to happen?
What do you think was more damning or damaging, that he said bad things about, you know, other department heads, Reince Priebus, et cetera, or did he use bad language?
I think both were bad, but the things he said were so laced with vulgarity that you really can't separate them. And in fact, if you didn't see the Bill Hader takeoff last night on the Saturday Night Live special, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to play a clip from that when I say goodbye to you here in just about a minute. But, you know, to be honest with you, Cokie, when this story first came down, my newsman here, Steve Bertrand, and I were having a conversation about it. And the question, what were you thinking? I think he was on drugs or alcohol. That struck me. And when I heard the audio of it, though, you're laughing. I'm being 100% serious. But then we eventually heard the audio, and he didn't sound stoned or drunk, but it sure read stoned or drunk to me.
But we used to think that. Just think how coarsened we have become. We thought that for a long time about candidate Trump. And then, you know, we were told that he didn't drink, and we understand he doesn't do drugs. But that was there's the airport. But, you know, he did things that we had never seen in the candidate before. I think it's just a very different mindset.
So it's not a question you think is, because I guess we'll find out what his answer is, but I don't think that's a wasted question on Anthony Scaramucci. Were you sober or straight when you did that interview? That's not a question you're going to ask?
What are the chances of him answering that honestly?
Yeah.
That's always the problem. You don't want to use up your questions with one.
I know. Trust me, I know the feeling. You go, oh, shoot.
Of course you do.
We've just waited 30 seconds on that. All right. Well, and in fact, I know you're busy at the airport. You've got to find a decent dress shop.
We must say that we are at a serious time in our history, and we will also be talking to John Master, the chairman of the National Security Council, about where we're headed and on this perilous path with North Korea.
Can you give me one last comment, Cokie? I don't think it's as perilous as we're making it out to be. I think there's either enough adults in the room or it's the president posturing, and he's not going to engage us in a nuclear war. Would you respond to that?
I think that's likely, please God. But we're dealing with a person on the other side who we can't evaluate in any kind of same way. And you know, we haven't had a lot of evidence that the president listens to advisors. So we need to just make sure that's happening.
Cokie Roberts on ABC. We'll watch you on Sunday morning. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be with you guys.
That's Cokie Roberts, who I have been a fan of my whole broadcast career. I hope that doesn't make her sound a lot older than me. I didn't mean to do that.